The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, most of the time, but guess what? We're in Beaumont and it's happy hour, so we're going to talk alcohol. Let's freaking do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Am I too loud now or no? Awesome. Because I'm excited, so yes, I'm going to be loud. It's a Friday. We're in Beaumont. If you want to get in today, well, don't bother calling.
Are you done with these mozzarella sticks,
yeah.
Josh?
It was a whole combo of things.
Oh, okay.
By the way, we are live on my Twitch right now.
Okay.
Twitch.tv/TheJoshEnnisShow.
And then we also have our intern, Will,
Colin is in there.
Boy, it's a battle of Twitch channels right now.
Okay,
so we can at least see what's going on with them, too.
Okay.
So you can pull up both screens, just split screen it, watch, you know, turn off the audio from both.
That's awful fancy.
The audio from one and watch both of them.
So let's talk about something real quick. By the way, we're out here at 5 Under in Beaumont, Texas. We love getting out here to the Mont, and this might be my favorite place
ever
in all of Beaumont.
It is awesome, and we got out, and, well, I attempted to hit golf balls earlier, as you did.
What was your furthest drive,
by the way?
276.
Yeah, you beat me.
But he also looks like Lenny from Of Mice and Men trying to swing a golf
ball. Who cares what you look like when you mash it, Josh? I want to apologize to the people who live in the neighborhood behind 5 Under.
Oh, you did that too? Did you hit one over there?
I hit probably 6 or 7 over the net, even though there's a sign that explicitly says, do not hit the ball over the net. Now, I want to point it out. I wasn't trying to hit the ball over the net, just like I don't try to shank every shot that I take.
I don't feel so bad because I only hit one over there.
Sometimes it just happens.
Bad the second it went over there. I'm like, oh, boy.
Well, that fixed housing shouldn't be there.
Sometimes it just happens.
Well, hey, before we start, I want to thank everybody for having us out here. Craig,
yes.
He's a manager. And all our usual Beaumaniacs are here. Dee, who was at our very first roadshow here. And Cheryl's here.
Perfect.
Who thinks I look like Bradley Cooper, so I love her.
Oh, yes.
Chip is a man who's responsible for
us
being here.
Way to go, Chip.
The Popes are here. They're always loyal. My buddy Jimmy's here. And a whole bunch of I just love coming to Beaumont. Love you guys. Let's get drunk.
All right.
Yeah!
So here's the deal. Listen, you're going to have to bear with us here if you are a fan of Happy Hour, and it is another Happy Hour here on the Blitz. Typically, during Happy Hour, we're all in the studio, and we're all having a blasty, and it's a great time. This time, it's a little different because some of us are in studio. I see Nick there. I see Dr. Intern there. And I see Colin there. Now, can you guys communicate directly with us, Nick? Are you hearing me?
I can probably talk on the mic if you can hear me now.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
I can hear you now. So
A little delay
on video, but as long as we can talk to them, that's all that matters to me. So here's the deal. Aaron was trying to say, Aaron, why were you saying no one there can shotgun?
Well, Colin has to leave. Nick has to leave and drive, and I actually have 2 shows to produce. So if I shotgun a 15% Four Loko.
Okay, you can shotgun a Steel Reserve mystery beer then.
Well, Tyler and I were saving that so we can win
$10,000.
We're going to
try and win the $10,000. Aaron, you're a pro. You can handle
one
this.
Of you guys needs to man the F up because Tyler's got a beer to shotgun here. And Yeah, we can't wait around forever.
Yeah, that looks good.
By the way, courtesy of our friends in B-52.
Or
I need to get those guys on my podcast.
No, man,
good.
They're great.
Now, here's the
great
deal. Is there a couple just regular beers in the fridge, Aaron?
Yeah, we've got some.
Okay, well, go grab a couple Carbox or whatever we got in there, and you guys can chug some of those. Whoever lands on the wheel is going to chug. That's what it is.
All right, and Dr. Intern's going to go grab, or Nick, somebody's going to go grab some.
Here we've got
that's
Coors
a,
Light.
That's a fair compromise for the rest of us.
And we've got Coors Light in bottles. So if one of us lands on the chug with Tyler, we have to chug a bottle of Coors Light. So we're going to figure this out. We'll see how it works out here.
We also have some awful-smelling shots, and we also have some duck fart shots.
I don't know what a duck fart shot is.
I've had a duck fart shot.
But is it awful?
It's pretty bad.
What's
yeah
it made of?
I think it's Rumpel and Crown, maybe.
That actually may not
why
be bad.
Why does it look like?
Oh, that
like
is awful.
No,
that
that's
awful
it. Yeah, never mind. I don't know.
I don't think
is
it's as bad as it looks.
I thought this was a dipping sauce of some sort.
It looks
sort
like yeah, some sort of
hey, why is it why
like
is
peanut
it
sauce you would have with spring rolls? Yeah. Or something.
Why is it Chip on the wheel?
Oh, we can put Chip
yeah
on
Chip
the wheel.
Chip should be on the wheel. Chip is
it's
part
of Kahlua.
Chip's the reason we're here.
And whiskey.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
Chip, don't run off. You're on the wheel, brother.
Okay. So,
by the way, we're on my Twitch and the station Twitch, right? If people
we're
want to
splitting
see
Twitches.
So, how many people are watching on each Twitch?
Like 120 on both.
So, we got 177 on ours, and then Josh's is it at
so we're right at
so
we're
almost
290.
290.
Oh, we got to get to 300 before Tyler pops the top.
We
so
just need two more.
Yeah, and while you're there, more you can just follow my channel as well,
twitch.tv/TheJoshEttisShow.
Thank
that's
you.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right, so we've got a lot of people on the wheel today, including a few special guests. Chip is on the wheel, and Chip, who is the man who brought us out here. And Jilly is on the wheel. Jilly, this is the first time I've ever met Jilly in
there's three more
IRL. Is the kid right, Trey? That's what the kids say, IRL. Trey, this is the first time you met Jilly in real life? No? Can we give Trey a headset real quick? When did you meet Jilly before this?
Well, in fairness, Jilly came out to – well, Trey – Jilly came to pick me up one day, and Trey goes, hey, can I meet Jilly? And I said, sure. So he goes down and got in some hugs.
Now that's not what happened.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's not how it
now
happened.
Now, all of this goes back to a time. Now, mind you, you were doing better at picking football games for Josh at the time.
That
he's
was
only
correct.
He's 7-17 in his last 24.
But Josh at that time said, listen, if you want to make a pass at my lady, you're welcome to
I
do it.
I would never do that.
That's what you
I
say.
I respect the sanctity of marriage
but honestly,
between two consenting adults.
It's pretty disrespectful. When Josh offers you a shot at his lady, he offers you a poke at it, and you say, no, I'll pass.
Listen, that is, I'm kind of, I've,
that is, what are you, too
you
good?
Disrespected him
she
a little bit.
Josh's
up,
wife
right?
not good enough for
say?
You?
What do you
is
want
Josh's wife not good enough for you?
What do you want me to say? Of course
look at her.
Jilly just said she's offended. She's offended. I'm offended.
Everyone here is offended, man, honestly, Trey.
That's not what I meant. That's not. I
so would you take a poke at it?
Listen. Don't make me answer.
Answer!
Okay,
I want the truth.
Right? Yes, all right.
Yes. That's my wife, you monster!
Yes!
There, you happy?
Well, the good news is they've got a hotel room here tonight, Trey.
It's okay. I was just joking.
Honestly, what if they all piled into your Charger or Challenger and rode over to the trailer in Baytown?
It's much too messy.
Well, it's going to get messier,
yes,
Bubba.
That's right, Bub.
There ain't no the best kind of Baytown trailer, cinnamon on wheels, is a dirty one.
If the double wides are rocking, don't come a-knocking. That's
brother.
How we do it out here in Baytown, brother.
Somehow thanks, we'd all man. Go back and we'd just be stuck watching, like, old Daytona 500 videos.
Yeah. That would be you watching the videos. Like, Trey would be like, hey, Josh, I'll put on a race for you while... Well, I showed Jilly my
it's
room.
Like here's Richard Petty winning the Daytona.
It's just like when Roger Staubach invited
yeah.
us to his house.
Yeah, and then Josh gets uncomfortable eventually and turns the race up really, really loud so he doesn't hear what's going on.
I had to watch all these old Navy highlights.
Hey, this is when Dale finally won.
Yeah,
this is when Dale finally got it.
Gentlemen, we are at 360 on
Twitch. The wall.
We're at 360? Oh, wow. All right, well, let's spin the wheel. Let's see who gets to chug with Tyler today. And, how convenient. Who's the winner there, Josh? Please tell me.
Nick.
Nick is the winner.
Yeah!
Nick, do you have a beer there?
Woo-hoo! I do.
All right. Well, let's get this party started. Let's start it off. What kind of beer do you have there, Nick?
I've got a Pilsner from Carbach.
Okay, perfect.
That's
nice.
The new good Horseshoe beer. Pilsner.
Yep.
That's a good beer, but let's get it cracking. And somebody's got to chug. Do the other boys have beers to chug there, too?
They do.
We do.
You know what?
Colin does, too.
Give me a Coors Light. I'm going to chug.
We're all doing it.
We're all doing it. Let's go, baby.
We're all doing a Coors?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Come grab my phone. Don't just sit on your ass, you lazy bastard.
Coors.
Here
we go. James,
I don't know about Trey chugging.
No. Film us all.
No.
Yeah, just hold it. What are we doing
here?
Get in on this.
All right, ready,
boys? We need to get Aaron on the video feed.
Cheers, boys.
Let's go, baby. It's so cold. It's so cold.
Are the mountains blue?
Woo. The mountains are so blue.
Oh, little cool. We
come on, Fred.
Come on, tap the Rockies.
What the hell?
I thought I was going slow.
Fred's the most experienced drinker here.
That's an age joke, Fred.
I didn't get it off.
Finish it off, Freddy.
Fred, you're kind of a
There we go. I've never listened
man.
To your rules, Fred.
I'm an old man, and I've lost
them. Okay, so the boys back there have mega shots ready to go. We've got shots here ready to go.
We have 10 shots.
We're going to take some shots on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you about new brakes, and you've heard Josh talk about these guys. You've heard me talk about them. Talk to Jake today a little bit. And if you're going to be traveling, now's the time to get your brakes fixed. And the best thing about these guys, they will come to you. You can sit at home in your underwear and have all this done. You can be at work. They'll come to you there. Jilly had it done. It really is as easy as we make it sound. And the cool thing is, now is not the time to go be sitting in a shop and waiting for hours. Why would you want to do that when you can do something productive? And guess what? The quality's fantastic. You're going to save money. It's 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. They do a fantastic job. Brakes is what they do. It's all they do. And they do great work. So if you go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com, mention ESPN. You can mention Josh. You can mention me. Mention whoever. But mention ESPN, 10% off your service. And, guys, all you have to do is you go to the website. They're going to get right back to you within a couple of minutes. And you'll get an online quote from their experts. You're going to get a surprise-free repair quote. If you got that little squeaking and grinding going on, don't wait, because if you go on a road trip here for the holidays, the last thing you want is your brakes to fall apart. So go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Make sure you mention ESPN, 10% off your service. These guys do a great job. They will take care of you. That is newbrakes.com.
Yeah!
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz in Beaumont. Happy Hour Friday.
One more little thank you to the Popes for bringing me and Nick some badass UA chats.
What?
We get gifts.
Yeah, buddy.
They didn't have any Austin P hats. You're out.
What?
I got no gifts.
Yeah, see, well, you got a gift from Chip because Chip always takes care of us.
I did.
Chip.
So here's what we've decided. Here's what we've determined. The only two people here who didn't chug were Jilly and Trey, and there happens to be two Coors Lights left. So Jilly says she's a terrible chugger. We know
she she can't be worse than me.
We know from experience that Trey is an awful chugger. So
at least he can't fall down.
Here's the question. Show of hands, who thinks Jilly finishes first?
Everyone.
Yeah, that's unanimous.
Who thinks Trey finishes first? There's literally like two people back there.
You've got two fans, Trey.
Okay,
Trey voted for himself.
Are we ready? On your mark. Jilly, you better not let me down.
Please don't
get
lose
set.
That. Hey, loser has to take one of these
If you spew beer onto your shirt, you lose. And be careful with that shirt. The design's going to peel off.
Yeah, you got that on eBay.
All right.
You'll never be able to get another one of those.
Set. Go. 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 Go.
Oh,
go.
God. He's going to spew all over that jacket.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Happening right now?
Wow!
He's protecting his shirt.
Oh, he is manning up.
I got to say it. Big lead for Trey.
Trey's ahead. Oh. He
that's
did it.
Foam.
That's
foam.
Trey did it.
Wow. She's out there.
In out.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She's still got half a bottle left.
Trey dominated.
He's like a man.
Whoa, Trey. Today you became a man.
Oh, boy.
But you know what, though? It's a good thing he's sitting down because he would fall down again on us. I can tell from the look on his face.
There's computers everywhere. Don't throw up on them.
Don't do it.
Use this bag.
Trey, show me your chest. I want to see what kind of hair you've got on it.
Don't make him stand up right now.
Show us your chest. The chest. I want to see your chest hair. There it is.
Are you surprised that he actually has chest hair?
No.
Tress hair?
I just saw him chug a Coors Light and spike the bottle. That's a man's man. He's a lumberjack. These dudes in Beaumont out here, Beaumont men are a little harder than Houston. They get out there. They probably work on pipelines. They work with their hands. Like these are manly men, and we got city boy men back in Houston.
The thing is, Travolta in Urban Cowboy is really more of a Beaumont guy than a Houston.
He is.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
He is. But Trey.
Well, I prefer the people of Beaumont than I do to Houston because they loved us first.
Yeah.
Well, Trey is.
And the signal covers all of Beaumont.
That's right.
Exactly.
Get you some of that.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We've got 5 and 5 here. There's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's enough of us.
Yeah.
So who wants to volunteer to take these shots that look like
I'll do it.
Raisin Cane sauce? I'm not taking one.
I'll do it. I don't care.
Come on, Jilly.
I don't even know what's in these, but I'm going to drink
that. That actually smells hideous, whatever it is.
And what's in this?
I don't know.
What smells hideous is AJ's burps.
I went to Nick's Barbecue in Port Arthur today and got some hot links with hot sauce and mustard on them.
Oh, boy.
And then I chugged a sugar-free Red Bull and a Coors Light. Now Tyler thinks my burps don't smell
they
great.
They don't.
I mean, I guess it's kind of payback for that one time I chugged the Four Loko and burped all over
studio. These are called duck farts. My friend Jimmy's wife, Jill, made them for
us. All right, Trey can drink one of those.
And
is there like Bailey's or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Bailey's, Kahlua, and Crown.
Yeah, but for some reason we have to say
you
like
21?
It in the blowhole. No, he's not.
Take him
he's
that
not
one, too.
I want to see his freaking ID.
You got one, too, Trey.
Somebody's got to be the adult around here.
They should have to take all the bad shots because they got here way late. Like, promotions.
They're
supposed to be here way early.
Where's Chip?
Chip, come on. We don't know. What do you mean, no, Chip?
Night?
All right, give Chip a duck fart. Trey, give him your duck fart. Chip's in the pink shirt.
What is this?
Yeah, Chip has the pink shirt and the glasses.
Oh, it's got Rumpty in it? All right. You want to do this one?
Hey, this is a starry night, I bet.
I'll do them both.
You're going to double up, Josh? You did get a hotel room. You might as well party.
And you Ubered.
That'd be a man's
move. And you Ubered, and you have a 4.83 like every single one of us.
Yep. Maybe I'll just pour this into this shot and really go crazy.
That would be
Now you're a madman. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Now, Chip, what is this shot that we're about to take? Okay. All he right. just told them to make the worst shot that they can make here.
This I believe so there's a Goldschlager in this.
Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be bad.
There's flecks of gold.
And I've got duck fart in that.
You got your. You made a mega
All
shot. Right.
Yeah, you Yay! Did. Now, let's go back to the studio where Nick, Dr. Intern... Colin and Aaron, do you guys all have your shots ready? The mega shot. Are we ready to go?
Almost, we did not. We didn't think we were doing it all as one big team. We thought we were spinning the wheel.
What do we do every week here,
boys? We'll spin the wheel for other stuff. Just get your damn shots.
Okay, well, Nick is pouring shots for all of us. But God, we're also almost out of cups.
Oh, stop being a dickweed. Excuses, excuses.
Ugh. We're going to let them pour it up.
Okay.
How many people are watching on Twitch right now?
7,440.
We've got 140 on the ESPN and 241 on yours, Josh.
Hey!
So we've got 380.
Three.
Quick math.
Let's think of – okay, so we're going to have to spin the wheel at some point, probably in the next segment.
Yeah, we'll do it next segment.
Chip, we're going to need one more really bad shot. Pick a random liquor, Josh.
A random Malort.
A random liquor they would have at 5 under golf.
Rum.
Okay. Ooh. Chili?
I was going to say Jaeger, but I think that's in here.
Okay. Okay. So hot we'll go vodka. A spiced rum, a fruity vodka.
Not pickle vodka, though.
Well, if they have pickle vodka, that'd be perfect.
Under no circumstances. I will just pour that on you, Hoffman.
And
can I just do
and
this
tequila.
Shot?
Yeah, let's just do the shots.
I'm doing the shot.
We're all ready. Right, two.
We ready? Back
right.
in the studio.
Yep,
all right, here we go, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. That was actually pretty good.
I hate
the combination
you guys.
Of this one wasn't that bad either.
No, I mean, that's kind of like a Bailey's breakfast shot. Not that I do that. Well, okay, yes, I do that all the time. But, yeah.
The mega shot's in bad shape, isn't it, boys?
Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it is so
it's
bad.
It's terrible.
Remember when we would take the mega shot and go, you know what?
Not so bad.
It could be worse.
No, it's
the pickle,
pickle
killed
black licorice.
The pickle
black
killed
licorice.
It.
That's what it is now. It's just pickle-flavored black licorice.
Oh, that was, well, Eric and I did it last
So week. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to break. We're going to get out a couple more beers to chug. And somebody's going to have the worst shot ever. Well, the worst shot we can make here, it's going to be one part spiced rum, one part fruit-flavored vodka, one part tequila.
Oh, boy.
And somebody's going to spin the wheel, and they're going to get it. Can we make that happen, my man? All right.
All right. Well, you're going to need more than one.
Make it two.
No, three.
No. I mean, this is punishment, Fred.
I know. That's why we need three.
The thing is, we're all booze hounds. Is there really any punishment?
No.
I don't think there's any.
Well, now, speaking of punishment,
pour some pickle juice in it.
No.
Nope.
I did my pickle juice stuff. Never again. I'm not doing that ever again.
All right, Aaron.
And you agreed last week to that, too.
I need to kill the music so I can tell you guys about the fight tomorrow night. Gervonta Tank Davis.
Is it kickboxing?
No, it's just regular old boxing.
Sport of the future?
Yeah, that's right. They call it the
are they in the squared circle?
Sweet science.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know your wife likes pro wrestling.
She does.
This is different.
My wife and my mom and my dead grandma.
Gervonta Tank Davis takes on Leo El Terremoto Santa Cruz. Live on pay-per-view. That's tomorrow night, Halloween night. It should be a great matchup. It's happening in San Antonio. The first major boxing event with fans in attendance since COVID. So they've got a good plan in place to protect people, and you can still get some tickets. But this is a rare situation where belts in two different weight classes are on the line. They're going to fight at 130. Santa Cruz's 130-pound title and Davis's 135-pound title on the line, and a stacked undercard as well. Purchase the Showtime pay-per-view on the Showtime app on your smart TV, connected device, or you can order online at Showtime.com or just contact your cable, TV, or satellite provider. That's Gervonta Davis versus Leo Santa Cruz tomorrow night only on Showtime pay-per-view.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz here at 5-Under in Beaumont, and lots of great stuff going on here today. Before we get to that, I want to tell you that a big Halloween package is going on, a Plus 21 event. $15 cover charge when we book a package, party favors, unlimited fountain drinks, and tomorrow's Halloween. So instead of doing the old usual Halloween at home where, you know, you dress up as sexy nurse and then your wife dresses up as sexy nurse, come out here and do this, man. It's a lot of fun. This is a fantastic place. There's a lot to do. It's a great setup outside, especially. Inside's great.
Good fries.
The food is terrific. I didn't have food today. I had it last time.
I'm a fry connoisseur.
Are you?
And these are good fries.
What's your dipping sauce of preference?
Ketchup. I love ketchup. I'm 100%. Ketchup is my thing. Okay. I put it on eggs.
The wife
you
uses
and Josh
gravy.
Are like children. Are you and Fred are like children?
Yeah. Yep. And Joel eats more ketchup than both of them.
I know,
combined.
But they both like their burgers like with no. They don't want any stuff on them.
Like, Fred and I are like best friends. Order, basically, yeah. We text all the time.
Yeah.
Now we're like degenerate brothers.
Yep, that's us. That's I text him. I go, hey, who you betting tonight? Well, I'm going this, this, and this, and I'm like, all right, brother.
Look at Dr. Intern in there.
Hey, by the way, oh, go ahead.
He's the only person left in the studio. Aaron, where did Nick and Colin go?
Colin had to leave. He told me before Josh's show ended that he could only stick around for 30 minutes. Nick said he had to leave, too.
Who is Colin?
Colin's an intern that sometimes does
the handsome intern.
Yeah, the handsome intern who looks like he's on steroids. That
like Andrew's little
Eagles
brother.
Guy.
Yeah.
He can piss off.
Yeah. He's definitely on Winstrol.
What happened to your Twitch here, Josh? You're frozen.
We're still there.
We're buffering.
It's still there. I've got it on in my studio.
Okay.
Are these beers for chugging purposes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You wanted
a slow roll one?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
It's a good beer.
Dude, Galveston makes great stuff.
Yeah, that is. Fred, you want to do that one?
I'm going to do this one.
All right, go ahead and do that one then.
Well, but I want to do it when somebody else does a shot.
Okay, so we're going to spin the wheel. We had them create this shot that is – I don't know what flavor vodka it is. Can you tell from the smell, Jilly? Give it a whiff.
It looks like it's pink.
I think it's like a raspberry.
Okay, it looks
It smells like there's some lemon in there.
It's tequila.
Could be watermelon.
It's
maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Watermelon vodka, maybe, and spiced rum. So that sounds like a terrible mix.
It actually sounds pretty cool to me. I guess I'm just an alcoholic.
But it is pink.
Here's the deal. If it's all warm.
What flavor rum is that? I mean vodka. Raspberry.
Oh,
right.
There we go. Chili. Nice.
All right. So,
she wore a raspberry beret.
She's got an advanced palate.
Here we go. I'm going to spin the wheel to see who's chugging here. We'll see if I guess I should have removed some people who aren't here anymore because, of course, it's going to land. Nope. It's Jilly.
There we go.
It's Jilly. Welcome to a happy hour, Jilly. You get to take one of those filthy things.
I will.
Put one more in here. We'll all do it together. Let me remove Nick.
A one shot.
And Colin.
Don't want to chug a beer.
By the way, Nick and Colin have to get like five spots on the wheel next week.
I'm so pissed.
By the way, Jilly is wearing a low-cut top today. If you come to twitch.tv/TheJoshInnisShow.
Does Jilly always wear low-cut tops on twitch.tv?
Every day.
Do you have any tops that don't go none? Yeah, that's the bits getter. That's what they say. All right, they call it shake your bit makers.
That's exactly what it is.
That's right. All right, here we go. Let's see who's taking the shot with them.
One more wheel spin, Aaron.
I'll just do it anyway. I don't give a damn.
You might not. Yep.
Well, you will.
I'm the winner.
Okay.
Show me.
All right. Wait, hold on. We got Tyler's going to chug a beer, and who else is going to chug a beer with him? Let's see.
To be the last one standing.
It's Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler can't do it.
So it's going to have to be one other person. Let me spin it one more time.
Hey, Trey, can you order some more fries?
Right. Yeah, we're running out of people. It's basically going to be one of us again.
It is going to be Fred. Okay, so there you go, Fred. Tiki wheat.
I've already agreed to do a shot. Why do I have to do another chug?
Here, Fred, give me that shot. I'll do that.
No, I'm doing the shot. Okay.
Well, you landed on the wheel, Fred.
What did you land on, by the way? Anything today?
Damn. No.
Dickweed. I would drink that.
That's how the wheel works.
Rigged. Yeah. It's rigged. You do the wheel. It's rigged.
That's how the wheel works.
You rig the wheel. You're a horrible human being.
All right. Yeah. We're ready? Cheers, boys. Go for it.
Huzzah. I'm not going to lie. That's terrible. That might be the worst combination of things.
Is that
ever.
A bad one?
Yep.
That was worse than what the bartender
came tequila,
up with.
The tequila killed it. Oh, God. I've had so many bad things with you guys. That's the worst. That is the worst. I want to die.
Fred, you can...
Wait, Jilly doesn't hate
it. Why'd you go beer first, then shot?
I don't know why he did that.
That's a questionable...
Beer before liquor will get you sicker.
Not yeah. Once.
And Fred, I swear he chugged. It's like you could time him with a sundial.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it is...
I told you that was the case months ago, which is why I always opted into shots. But I'm faster than Jilly.
I don't know.
Jilly's not a good chugger.
Neither am I.
You guys are best friends.
Put it back there, Fred. There you go.
Yeah.
Tell me, that's gross, isn't it? It
no.
is gross.
No, that was the last good. One. That one was good.
Only you and Jilly got the pink one. You didn't mind it?
Well, okay. Oh, well.
I'm spinning the wheel one more time here.
Went down the wrong
And it's landed
pipe.
On yeah. Dr. Intern.
Yeah.
Dr. Intern.
That little man.
There
that
you go,
man.
Buddy. Pour yourself a mega shot, Dr. Intern.
Dr. Intern. Dr. Intern. Dr. Intern. All right.
Aaron, are you jealous that Dr. Intern landed on the mega shot and not you?
No.
This is the first time I've landed on
Is Dr. Intern sleeping?
No, he's sitting right there.
Cheers,
he's
boys.
Probably watching Twitch on
You'll
the phone.
See it on Twitch okay. here in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Intern's staring at Jilly's boobs.
The thing about
I think everyone on Twitch are
staring at the bit.
Dr. Yeah. Intern is very vain.
That's right.
He likes himself. He's staring at himself.
Dr. Intern's sending some bits to Jilly as we speak.
Watching the Josh
bits for bits.
Could you pull that down just a little bit? Just a little bit more?
All right, Dr. Intern, you're going to have to tell us when you shoot it because we're on a delay.
He just did.
Oh, He's pouring it.
It's gone?
Yeah, he crushed it.
I heard
All
it
right, huzzah. Yeah. Congratulations.
You know that if we keep doing this, we're going to have to bring big TVs out to these remotes so all the audience could see all
They've all got cellular telephone devices, Josh.
That's true.
Imagine that. They're a TV in their pockets.
Technology, bro.
You live in Beaumont. You've got this technology now.
They got it first.
Now, if you lived out in...
Orange?
You know, yeah, if you lived out in one of these country-ass places.
Like Spider. Yeah,
like Spring.
If you lived in Vider, that'd be
If you lived
different.
In Vider, you wouldn't have that technology.
First
Although
time
Vider, they say now you can get 2G in Vider. It's a big deal out there.
First time I ever saw a high school that had a school for auto mechanics and beauticians. The first time I ever saw that was in Vider.
Really?
I drove to Vider one day just randomly because I used to drive through here all the time to go to Baton Rouge. They're the Pirates, I believe. The Vider Pirates, is that right? Vider Pirates. Yeah.
You don't have to drive through Vider to get to Baton Rouge, though.
I went to Dairy Queen. So so there is a school for auto mechanics, and there's a school for beauticians, which I don't judge, because that's smart. You got to have a skill.
That's true.
These kids today do not have skills.
That's what we call a trade.
A trade school. We used to make fun of the kids that at noon would get picked up to go to trade school. They're the smart ones, bro. The dumb ones are the ones that got a degree in art that have a job just like me. You know what that job is? Not a job.
That's all the people who get, like, fashion design degrees. You ain't getting a job with that, honey.
No, hun, you're not.
You need to learn how to do nails.
Do nails right? or do auto mechanic stuff.
Yeah.
Or work at the Applebee.
Or just go to callthisho.com.
Yeah.
Make some money there.
Farmersonly.com.
What do you think Trey, when he was in high school, like when his counselor would say, what are you going to do when you grow up? What do you think Trey would go with?
Well, I would imagine
NASCAR driver.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
I want everybody to give their guess.
No,
Trey.
No, his...
I want to know her.
Wait, no, we want to give our guesses first.
Okay. He wouldn't have been NASCAR. He's realistic, so he wants to do like dirt track stuff.
Yeah, so like World of Outlaws.
X Games.
That's right.
World of Outlaws.
He want to be part of the pit crew
up here.
What is that track that's kind of outside of Houston?
Purple Raceway or
like,
whatever?
Like that one, yeah. Like where you race on
Royal
dirt.
Purple.
No, yeah. No, no. No,
right, that's the drag strip in Baytown.
There's two. There's a dirt track and a drag strip.
I should have known he would know that.
We used to come out to Beaumont on a Thursday night, and we'd spend the night at the Elegante Hotel.
That was way too much. That was out of my budget. That thing's expensive.
And we would
ridiculously ripped.
We would get obliterated to the point where it was difficult for us to get up and do a show the next day.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock, and of course, we're hungover, and there's dragsters 20 feet away from
us.
Yeah,
we would do our show Friday at Royal Purple Raceway.
Oh God,
where it's the windiest place in the world.
So you have to talk into your microphone like this, otherwise the wind is blowing. But
oh God,
and also about every 20 seconds it's.
Yeah, and then we'd have John Force come on and drop F-bombs like every 5 seconds.
It's like, why are we doing a show at this racetrack
hungover
while people are drag
with headaches
racing?
While races are going on? And the funniest part was
no internet. There's no interwebs at Royal Purple Raceway. None.
So remember, we did this contest where I had to race against a listener, which is how I became friends with Jimmy because he wins the contest. Turns out this son of a bitch is actually a drag racer. And he embarrasses him.
He's a drag racer?
Yeah, How does he fit in the car?
Well, not anymore.
I mean, no offense.
Those cars are so small.
Wait. What race or car race?
That's like he used to be a jockey.
The extent of my drag race knowledge. Have you ever seen the movie Parenthood?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is a drag racer.
Yeah.
He fits in the car.
I wanted him to die in that crash.
Whoa.
Me too. He's
wow.
So,
dark. Keanu Reeves. Wow. I mean, it's not dark. Real.
By the way, my little brother says the dirt track in Baytown is no longer there.
R.I.P. Baytown dirt track.
Trey, why didn't you tell us the dirt track was
you
closed?
You didn't know that?
That's really embarrassing for us.
Way to be up on your current events. And by the way, we were drag racing in a Ford Focus. So I got it up to 80 miles an hour at one point and felt like I was successful.
That's not even enough to go back in time.
No, but
how long did it take you to get to 80 miles an hour, though?
It took a while because, Mr. Experience over there is doing the whole thing with his foot on the brake and gassing it. Then, boom, he's gone. And I'm like,
power braking.
On this drag racing, do you need brakes? Isn't it just go as fast as you can?
No, power braking. What he did was,
when you start.
Yeah, you put the accelerator all the way down and have the brake down. And as soon as the light goes, you're gone. Yeah.
So your wheels are spinning?
Which I wish I'd known
not on a Ford Focus.
No, in a Ford Focus, you're not spinning anything. It was a Ford Focus, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure.
Well, y'all were both in Ford Focuses?
Yes, and it was so funny because the track announcer's like, well, it's Fred Fowler from the Blitz. He doesn't want to lose to a listener. And I'm thinking, Jimmy's giving me advice before the damn race.
All right, we're going to hit our last break of a happy hour. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap this bitch up, and then we're going to do an actual radio show.
Can I stay?
Please.
You can stay, yeah.
Please, because you guys have already made me do 3 shots and 2 chugs.
Let's do more shots.
Let's do more.
Maybe. One more shot? We need one more wheel spin?
I'll do one
let's
more shot.
Let's do another whole round.
But only if Josh and Jilly are going to hang
around. I
want
around in on this.
All right, let's get Chip. We'll get Chip to get us on one more round of disgusting shots. We'll be back. It's the Blitz live from 5 Under in Beaumont.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for happy hour.
That's not true.
So, Josh, you're not jealous that Jilly and I now follow each other on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
Jilly and I have been following each other on Twitter.
Well, I just I had to meet her in person.
Guess what we don't do?
What?
The stuff that Trey and Jilly been talking about doing.
Yep. But hold. Oh, what happened? Oh, no. It messed up. What happened? We lost happy hour.
You know what?
We're gonna.
You got a network error, bro.
Oh no!
Maybe get off cricket, bro.
We're gonna find find a nice young lady for Trey.
We're coming. Come back.
I feel like Trey is. I don't know for a fact because I don't live in Beaumont. But I would bet that Trey is a local celebrity here.
All right, we're back. Well, by the way, we're back now.
I'm pretty sure Trey could.
Lauren,
yeah.
Probably so. Like,
yeah, I mean,
think about it. Who's the local, who's the local sports guy on TV here?
I don't know, but his name's probably Chip.
Like a news guy on the sports
show. No, it's Chad.
Whoever?
It's Chad something or other.
Ashley Elam.
Chad Stonewall.
Who's more famous, do you think? Ashley Elam or Juggalo Trey?
Juggy.
Well, I'll check the Twitter followers.
Let's check it. Let's pull it up right now.
Trey, how many Twitter
followers do you have?
He's got like 4,000, I think.
Yeah, he's done well for himself.
2,000, 2,500, basically.
Okay. That's more than...
You think? Ass?
Ass?
Ashley Elam?
I don't think this is the same guy.
Yeah.
This says Ashley with two S's.
Wait, hey, does he have more followers than Show?
No. Does Trey?
Yeah, because I don't think... I'm pretty sure.
Let me ask Josh, what's Show's Twitter handle?
It is... Ron, is it Ron the Show Hughley or no?
It's Ron the Show
Hughley. Right.
By the way, I heard you guys talking about his kids. His wife is
Mrs.
Show.
Oh, no, Trey, you're not as famous as Ashley.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
Did you like my Do the Show Bitch thing?
I heard that the other day. You do it every day, so.
No. I was talking about Show.
Oh, Josh will hear it.
Yesterday.
So Josh is sticking around. He'll hear it during stupid stuff.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
So what's the show? I can't find him.
Do the Show Bitch.
Ron the Show.
Wow, here we go. Ron Hughley.
Real Ron the Show.
Oh,
5,390.
All right, we got to get Trey to have more followers.
But he's biting off AJ's Twitter handle. AJ is the real,
what
real
a lame.
Ron.
That, yeah, because.
Who was that DM from, though, Trey?
His mom.
Oh.
Who's sliding into your DMs?
Who's sliding into your DMs, brother?
It's who? James? Oh, really? He DM'd you that?
I don't know. All right.
Are you worried about what that really means?
We got five shots here we got to deal with.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's Aaron, we're not giving him any more mega shots.
No,
what'd you do there? Is Dr. Intern still there?
He is.
Still here.
Dr. Intern, does he have a mega shot left in him, or is he all out?
Yes, I do.
So do I.
Okay. I thought I got a lot of work to do. I can't chug a Four Loko.
now he's feeling good, though. It's like, I'll be great until 10 tonight. No worries.
So what's the deal, Aaron? Can you do one or not?
Hell yeah, I can.
All right. Well, you guys pour them up.
Boom. Boom sauce.
Here you go, Tyler. Boy, this looks.
I don't.
It smells way worse than it looks.
You got
it looks pretty.
Yeah, it does.
It smells disgusting.
It smells awful.
No, it looks like a shot you would buy to get a chick drunk enough to hook up with her.
All right, one of those years, Fred, and Josh, the last
you
one.
You sound like a predator, Fred.
I feel like there's Goldschlager in this now.
You sound like Ted Bundy.
Josh, grab yours.
Hey, can I?
Hey, there's a reason I bought land in East Texas to bury stuff.
Give me a Coors Light, a beer, a burr.
That's my drink, you some bitch.
Mountains are blue.
You're not going to.
Mountains are blue.
Yeah, you go to Village Mills, you'll find a
bar. Sorry. No liquor for you. You can have a Coors Light.
Hey. You're going to tap the Rockies, brother.
That's for Trey. Right there.
What does Josh say? Climb on, brother.
All right, you guys poured up back there in studio?
Yeah, we're ready.
Dr. Intern poured himself one, but it was selfish and didn't pour me one.
Yeah.
So I'll get mine.
Ready. Dr. Intern, you got one job.
No,
let's
Will
go.
Said he's ready.
What is this shot?
That's on delay, though.
This is the shot, the gross shot. This is the spiced rum with raspberry vodka.
I thought that was the last one.
It was.
Woodland Sam just gave me a shot called a smoker's cough.
Ew.
Jaeger mint and mayonnaise.
Oh, no! I will never in a million, never! Never! That is vile!
Can you get one of those, Chip?
Make that happen.
We're going to spin the wheel. Somebody will do that shot.
Let's make that happen.
I've got my mega shot,
Jaeger,
by the way.
Rumple mints and mayonnaise.
The mega shot bottle is basically empty.
That was a fry I was going to take.
Although Woodland Sam does give us a lot of good
can
alcohol.
Can you make that? Just one.
Yeah, just one.
But we need to put a rush on it. This is
hold
the
on.
Last segment.
Hold on. How much mayonnaise?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Okay? I'm just reporting what a guy who gives us a lot of bad alcohol said, okay?
That sounds awful.
That does sound
awful.
That
sounds like he made that up.
No, but he's
barbecue sauce. He's like, what you do is you take a dump in a glass and then pour some Schlitz over it,
and then you get drafted by the Coyotes, then you get undrafted,
then you smoke some elephant ejaculation,
and then you blow that crack smoke into the glass.
All right, well, let's do this one, and then we'll spin to do the mayonnaise shot. Cheers, boys and gals.
Oh my God,
that's gonna ruin my.
Cheers, boys.
That's not bad.
What? That's a heavy tequila shot.
That's vile.
Yeah, no, that's not tequila. That's not bad.
That's not vile.
That's like raspberry tequila.
Do you like it, Julie?
That's the worst thing we've had today.
No.
What was worse?
You making me chug beers when you know I can't chug beers.
That's true. But I think that's mostly.
No, actually, none of
that's mostly shame for you.
No, it's not a shame.
That's what's hurting is your pride.
Like, I know we're supposed to sell the bit, but like none of these shots are like so bad that I'm gonna not the mayonnaise. This does sound bad.
The mayonnaise shot is not gonna be good.
See, I'm gonna have to if he's right, we're gonna have to make Woodland Sam the unofficial bad shot guy.
Aaron's already coming back.
Well, no, the official.
He's got it. He's got it, baby.
This is a mayonnaise packet.
All right.
Oh no!
This is officially the worst thing ever.
This looks friggin' hideous.
Oh! No!
That looks like something from a bad porno.
Oh my God!
That gave John Hall
AIDS. Right, here we go. I'm gonna put this in your drink, girl.
Not yet.
We are all gonna have one spot on the wheel.
This looks so bad.
Everybody, really quick. Let everybody know. Go to
Twitch.tv. Yeah.
You know what? Twitch.tv/TheJoshInnisShow to see a shot. Oh, my God.
That looks horrible.
Oh, my God. Do you know that scene in American Pie where the
funk? Yeah, the pale ale scene.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I might cuss on air.
Hey, put the camera here,
please,
Josh,
don't.
On the wheel.
Yeah, we want it to be fair. We want it to be really fair there, when it lands on AJ.
Please land on
I know
AJ
tell me
hates
when.
Mayonnaise like I hate pickles.
Oh, Marcus! Yes.
Thank God it was on me until like the last second.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh. All right, Marcus.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Mix it up.
Oh, my God.
You can do it, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. That is the Undertaker's music. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God. No.
Hey, come here. Come here.
Oh,
Marcus, come here.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Come here.
Yeah, baby.
All right, we need to know exactly what that tasted like.
Yeah, we need to hear. Wait, put him on the mic.
Wow. Is that some Texas Tech stuff right there or what, brother?
I think that was worse than Texas Tech, to be honest with you.
Y'all don't do that at Texas Tech?
We never went
guns
that
up.
Far. Guns up all day, but I'm telling you, it was okay with the liquor, but you could feel the mayonnaise curds going down your throat, and it was the worst thing ever.
All right. No! Well, there you go. That's the end of happy hour.
No, why are we ending happy hour?
That's it.
Why?
That's it.
You know what? We're just going to keep going and doing whatever. Maybe happy hour bleeds over. Maybe it doesn't.
I mean, we can keep partying, but we just got to do a real show, too.
Do we?
How do you define a real show?
Because really, what is there to talk about? Hey, well, okay, let's talk about this. AJ, great call on the Falcons tees last night.
Now you're taking away our real show.
Oh, that's gross. Real tees. Are you sure that was mayonnaise, by the way? And that somebody didn't pleasure themselves in that?
I mean,
I want you to think about that because you
I opened the pack that said mayonnaise.
Yeah. But have you ever heard of that? That could be Bob's. Yeah. All right. Quick break.
Cisco is a pretty big company. What do we have here, Aaron? Allstate Windows and Siding. Can't wait to tell you guys about this. I'm going to be my windows are coming in next week, I believe. They're going to come out, replace all my windows. They've already done all the measuring, and all they got to do is throw those bad boys in, and I can start saving up to 40% on my energy bills just like that. It's the kind of business you want to do. It's the kind of company you want to do business with. They've got military discounts, first responder discounts, cash discounts. They want to take care of the folks
who take care of them here in Houston, and their windows are made for all weather. Texas Tough Windows, made in Texas for the Texas rain, the wind, the hail. They cover it all. And, again, that's big to me, that 40% off my electric bill. That's going to be huge. Check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. Tell them A.J. Hoffman from the Blitz sent you. That's allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.